Health is one of the major budget items, with $11.1 billion over the next 4 years. It's the biggest government investment in health to date, with a huge focus on creating Health New Zealand and a Māori Health Authority. Health New Zealand, which will replace the district health boards, will get $3.1 billion in funding over the next 2 years. And Pharmac, the government's drug buying agency, will receive an extra $191 million, taking its total funding to $1.2 billion. Outside Parliament today, a group of 30 people, some of whom have rare diseases, were keenly awaiting the news of Pharmac's funding. On a cold and windy day in the capital, the group were wearing beanies reading, "Let me live." Malcolm Mulholland's wife, Wiki, died of breast cancer last year after spending her final months campaigning for better access to medications that Pharmac doesn't fund but are available in places like Australia. Malcolm joins me now. Malcolm, what's your reaction?
It's not enough. It really isn't. Pharmac came out last year and said we need $417 million to clear our wish list of drugs we want to buy, of which there are about 70. On top of that, there are another 280 medicines working their way through Pharmac's system now. So even if we were able to clear the waiting list, and we can't based on what was provided today, how are we going to fund for the other 280 drugs? It's just a drop in the ocean.
So who was there with you today, Malcolm, and how's everybody feeling?
Pretty dejected. There were a lot of tears. Clearly there was a focus on cancer drugs, and even then we'll only see some cancer drugs funded, not all cancer drugs that need to be funded, even within the OFI list. But, you know, we had people there with a chronic illness such as diabetes or Crohn's and colitis, and we had a two-year-old, actually, who had flown down from Auckland. She has spinal muscular atrophy. They want Spinraza funded. They were in tears. They were in absolute tears. Felt very let down.
Finance Minister has just said that they gave Pharmac a heads up in order that they could do their homework, basically, and get things moving quickly. How much confidence do you have on them delivering in a timely manner?
Well, very little, because nothing to date assures me of that, that they're actually able to achieve that. And we're still waiting for the Pharmac review, a review that was supposed to look at timeliness, transparency, those types of issues. And we still don't know what the recommendations are. So I would have thought that they would have released the report in conjunction with the budget, perhaps, so that we can have a better process when it comes to medicines procurement for New Zealand.
Again, the decision is Pharmac's, right? So, and they're supposed to be making independent decisions. The Health Minister says he's got assurances that cancer drugs will be included in the treatments that they're going to fund. But how do you keep them honest and hold them to account?
Oh, look, I honestly think that the whole Pharmac being independent is just a lie. I mean, clearly the government are directing Pharmac to purchase cancer drugs rather than, say, Trikafta for cystic fibrosis or continuous glucose meters for type 1 diabetics. And we've seen in the past, actually, this incoming Labor government, when they were first elected some 4 years ago, campaigned on getting the drug PrEP funded, which is an anti-HIV drug. Now, good decision. I don't begrudge it being funded, but soon after Labor took office, that drug was funded.
So, Malcolm, are people still going to have to set up a... I think we might have just lost Malcolm there. That was Malcolm Mulholland, who was joining us there from Parliament. Again, $191 million extra for Pharmac over the next 2 years to purchase drugs.